We're here with the new mayor of Cranford, Patrick Giblin. Congratulations, Mayor Giblin.
Thank you, Bernie.
You have a new year ahead of you, your first year as mayor. Tell me about what you're looking forward to in 2019.
First, I want to step back and thank you, Bernie, for all you do with keeping Cranford educated on our history. I think it's very important, and all of the social media posts, I enjoy them thoroughly, seeing what was where and what's there now and so on, and I know lots of residents do as well. So thank you, and keep doing that. Because
thank you.
It's a great way to show that the town does evolve, and most of the time it's not necessarily a bad thing. It has to happen. But back to my priorities. My priorities are going to be the priorities of the Township Committee. And those have been, you know, our affordable housing plan was filed at the end of the year. It's before the courts. We need to, you know, push that through and hopefully get the all the parties together to approve and approve this round of the affordable housing plan. We also, again, have just constituent services, and we want to make this building as accessible and the services as readily available to the residents. It's something that was started specifically under Mayor Callens and continued, and really we want every taxpayer that comes in here to have a positive experience. So we hope to continue that. Also, flood control is always on our horizon. We have a project that's set to start as early as later this month or February, the Phase 2B project. And then also we are finalizing our DEP approvals for the dam repair and the dredging of the river. Desilting, as they call it. Yeah.
You've been on the committee for a number of years. This is your first term where you're going to be serving as mayor. What's it like moving from the commissioner role to the mayor or the chairman role?
Time will tell. I thought the first meeting went relatively smooth. You know, there's some formalities there as the chair that you'd think, you know, having sat there for 3 years, you know. But obviously, I may have a couple gaffes from time to time about what to say, who to, and so on. But I think Cranford's a little bit different in that we have a pretty collaborative environment, and the mayor's not elected, as everyone knows. So I see it really as a very similar role that I've had. But, you know, I have the honor of kind of chairing this committee of like-minded people with similar missions.
Mayor Giblin, thank you so much, and all the best in 2019.
Thank you, Bernie.